Headline from Research Co. Majority of Canadians expect to eventually vote for senators. Really? That's adorable. It says, while Canadians do not reach consensus about the best way to proceed with the upper house, more than half think voters will one day be able to choose the members of the Red Chamber, a new Research Co. poll has found. In the online survey of a representative national sample, 56% of Canadians, it says here, expect to one day be able to directly elect their senators, while 28% disagree and 17% are not sure. Here to talk more about this as we look back at the year that was for 2022, Mario Canseco, president of Research Co. Hey, Mario, how you doing?
Good, Adam. Great to be here with you.
So the Senate, are we really still seeing indecision or at least questions about its future? Help us understand.
Well, it's a situation that is quite complex in the sense that we don't have any sort of consensus on where to go with the Senate. We have a tiny minority of Canadians who say just abolish it. We know that that is very complicated from a constitutional standpoint. We have a significant, an even fewer number of Canadians who say it's fine. They'll just let whoever is running the government appoint whoever they want to the upper house. And there's a level of support for reform that is lower than 50%. And what is quite striking is it continues to be very regionalized. You know, the places that started to ask for a triple E Senate, Alberta, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, to a lesser extent, BC, are more likely to say we should reform. And I have the hope that one day I'll be able to vote for a senator. Whereas in Eastern Canada, they just don't think that that's going to be the case.
When we take a look at any changes over time, because we've been polling on this issue for probably decades now, Mario, what are we seeing?
Well, what we see is a level of complexity, particularly when it comes to how to go about reforming the Senate. You know, there's a significantly large number of residents who say, I have a hope that this will happen. Those who remember all of the complexities of the Meech Lake Accord and the Charlottetown referendum are more likely to say, wait, I don't think this is the right course of action. And we do see that generational divide. People over 55 saying, I don't think I'm going to see this in my lifetime. And people aged 18 to 34 saying, well, wait a second, maybe there's a way to reform the Senate and to make things a little bit easier for everybody. But part of the problem whenever we ask about the Senate is people don't even know who their senators are. We asked this question in December of 2021, and we only had about 25% of British Columbians who could identify at least one senator. So part of it is also that they're all the way in Ottawa. Nobody knows what they're doing. We don't get a chance to vote for them or to even meet them every couple of years. And that's one of the reasons for people to be so detached.
Do you think most electors even understand the point of having a bicameral legislative system with the upper house and the lower house? Or are we losing that as well with time?
Well, I think part of what happens is we don't have the same level of coverage of the Senate in Canada that we see in other jurisdictions. It's not really comparable to the United States, where you have elections to the Senate, at least a third of the Senate being renewed every couple of years, and it becomes an important issue to cover. But even if we compare it to the way in which the Britons cover issues related to the House of Lords, you know, there's more coverage, there's reporters who are attached to them, they are trying to figure out what to do, and we just don't have that same type of information when it comes to the way the Senate operates. I mean, we could go back to specific instances when it was important, such as when the GST came about or the debate about other issues in the 1980s. But over the past couple of years, you know, even though we've had more coverage and the opportunity to actually have cameras inside the Senate, which we couldn't do just a few years ago, we just don't get that same level of coverage. We don't know what our senators are doing.
Do we want to know?
Well, that's the other thing, right?
Yeah.
Difficult in that sense because, you know, it's supposed to be the chamber of sober second thought. You know, you're not supposed to send something back to the House of Commons unless there's something absolutely horrendous about it.
Yeah.
And I think part of what we see here is a sense from Canadians that this isn't really working out. You know, it's an appointed position. It'll be there for a long time. And you know, we just don't have the same level of emotional connection that we see in other jurisdictions that have an upper house. You know, Italians elect their Senate, Americans elect their Senate. And we have a situation where they're there, but we don't know who they are, and we certainly don't know what they're up to.
Research Co.'s latest polling showing that Canadians, by and large, a majority, in fact, expect to eventually be able to vote for our senators. Now, Mario, you and I both know the word eventually can mean an awful long time from now. I heard you mention this briefly. When we poll on an actual time horizon, what do we see again?
Well, it's ultimately the lifetime, right?
Yeah.
It's complicated because we have a significant numbers of those age 55 and over who say, I don't think this is going to be happening in my lifetime. 33% of them who say this isn't going to work out. But it drops down to 27% with those age 35 to 54, and only 24% with. So I think people can imagine what this would be like. And I remember before the 2015 election, when Tom Mulcair was the odds-on favorite to win, discussions about the future of the Senate, because the NDP was always dissatisfied with its existence. And we couldn't really get into a situation where you could abolish the Senate like that. So we keep having conversations and different ways to deal with the upper house, but it's not convincing Canadians that, A, reform is going to happen, and B, we will get a chance to vote for them.
Mario Canseco, president of Research Co. Always interesting discussions we have as we take the temperature, so to speak, of the overall public discourse on various matters of public importance. Today, the future of Canada's Senate as 2022 draws to a close. Mario Canseco, pleasure as always. Any final thoughts for now?
Well, curiously enough, Adam, today is the Day of the Innocents in Spanish-speaking countries, which is our equivalent to April Fool's Day. So, perfect day to talk about the Senate reform.
I love it. I learned something new today. Mario, thank you as always.
My pleasure, Adam. Anytime.
All right. Have a great day. Bye now. The Day of the Innocent, like April Fool's. I didn't know that. That's perfect for talking about the Senate. Is it really healthy that we have an entire upper house that is treated as either the punchline of a joke by some commentators or ignored outright by others? I don't know. Probably not. But the Americans elect their Senate. And can you honestly look at American discourse and tell me that it is any more civilized, proper, or mature than ours is? I tend to think the problems with society might run a little deeper than that. But hey, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll find out one way or the other in the fullness of time.